First Corinthians 8:12. I think we can take it together. Do we all have the bulletin? Let's take it together. Are we all there? Yeah, I have one on it. So let's take it together. 1, 2, 3.
First Corinthians chapter 8.
Verse 12.
But when you
sin against the brethren,
and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
Again.
First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. But when you sin so against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
Praise the Lord. This is very powerful. See, when we deliberately do something against the brethren, God will not take out light, will not take it lightly with us. That, you know, when we know that something is going to hurt others, is going to make others to commit sin, and we know, and because we are a child of God, and because we are a Christian, and we go ahead and we still do it. God is telling us this morning that he counted it as sin against himself, and he's not going to take it lightly. We are not going to sin against the brethren in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at the Bible passage. That is 2 Samuel 11, 1 to 4. If you are there before me, you can read. Praise the Lord. This is a very familiar story. We can see here that, you know, because David is not supposed to be where he's not where God wants him to be. You know, he's supposed to be fighting the battle of the Lord. But instead, he just takes things into his hand then went, you know, and he's just lazing around, looking, view everywhere. Then he saw this woman. Then there are two things, four things exactly that we are going to learn from this list. We read the introduction, then we go to the lessons there. Seduction is to make someone to do something by making it very attractive and interesting to the person. Sexual seduction is to persuade or entice someone to desire having sex with other by doing things which make sex appealing and desirable. There's a relationship between sexual seduction and dressing, which every Christian must know. Praise the Lord. You know, David, he's supposed to be where God wants him to be, but he was idle. Number one thing is that he's not where God wants him to be. Then, number two, he was idle. You know, in the evening, he just woke up and just looking. So, because he was idle, then he saw this woman having shower. Then immediately, you know, because the eyes, he had a wandering eye. So, the eyes looking everywhere. Then he saw the woman, and he committed the sin of the loss of the eyes, you know. If we open to our Bible to James chapter 1, 13 to 15. Want the women in the house to read.
Every man is tempted when he
Praise the Lord. It's because, you know, all these things led him to sin against God because of the lust of the eye. You know, immediately he saw the woman, he was he got interested in the woman, sent for the woman, and do whatever he wants to do with the woman. And at the same time, looking for a way to cover his sin. And then he committed another sin again, you know, sent for the husband and asked them to put the husband where the battle is hot, you know. And, you know, it led to death, you understand. So sometimes as a Christian, we have to be very careful in whatever we do, where we go, what we see. You know, some people, they say, oh, I'm a Christian, but there's nothing wrong in watching some movies. No, there are a lot of things wrong in it. We have to, like, from what we have seen this morning, that we every time we wake up, every day, we have to ask God, Lord, I want to be where you want me to be. We should put that one in our mind. It's very essential. We cannot say because we are a Christian. I know we have the grace and we have the Holy Spirit in us, but still, we still have to ask God, Lord, I want you to be where you want me to be. I want you to be at the point of duty that you have assigned me to. Praise the Lord. God will help us in Jesus' name. So let's quickly look at some seduction tools. Mm-hmm. It says it is an established fact that some things can engineer sexual desire, especially among unbelievers. It was the show of the nakedness of Bathsheba that enticed David to adultery. Sexual lust is also induced, and people who are promiscuous have been using nakedness to lure careless one to unwholesome lustful desire. This is the same thing as using pornographic film, magazine, or dresses to display art and image, which make people sexually excited. A true Christian must desist from all such things. It is a terrible offense before God to desire to see other people's nakedness. Only insane people who walk in the street naked without any feeling of shame because their understanding is darkened. Praise the Lord. There's a very, you know, as a Christian, you know, we have to be conscious of what we wear, the type of dresses we put on. So can somebody quickly open to Exodus 20, chapter 20, verse 26. Somebody there? Exodus 20:26.
Neither shall you go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness be not discovered thereof.
Praise the Lord. God was instructing the people here how they want the altar to be. You know, in those days, you know, the priests, they wear this long robe. So he's telling them that he doesn't want them to put stairs so that as they go up, that the people who are sitting down will not see their nakedness. The same thing applies to us today. We have to, you know, we have to know why we wear dress. Who can tell us, number one reason why we have dresses? Praise the Lord. To cover our nakedness. That is it. You know, we have to ask ourselves as a Christian, if we want to put any dress, you say, oh, is this covering enough? You understand? The purpose of dressing. Let's open again to Exodus 28:42. The same Exodus 28:42. Exodus 28. I'm not using some of those things in the manual. Forgive me for that. Exodus 28:42. I want somebody to read loud.
And you shall make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness from the loins, even to the tithe they shall reach.
Praise the Lord. This is very instructive. I didn't write the Bible. It's in the Bible that whenever we want to put a dress on, that it should be which length, how long it should be. Tie. Praise the Lord. So we should, when we want to dress up, we should make sure, ask ourselves, this dress I'm putting on, does it cover the sensitive part of my body? Where are the sensitive parts? The women in the house. Where are the sensitive parts? Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We should make sure that whatever we are wearing, cover our chest well. You can't say you are a Christian and you are half naked up here. You can't say, oh, because I want half of my breast to be exposed. To who? It's only your husband that has the right to see whatever is there. So we can't say because I'm a Christian now today, I'm going to wear half bra so that everybody will know that, yes, I can dress well. No. And we have to make sure that when we bend down, that the sensitive children, when we bend down our whatever we are wearing, people cannot easily see anything that is there. You understand? And when we raise up our hand, you understand, sometimes we wear some this singlet top that even in the church, when we raise up our hand to worship God, the other people that are sitting down beside us, you know, they will see everything that is underneath, you understand? And it's not everybody that can handle it. Just like I said the other time I gave the Bible and I did Sunday school, that we are all here now, we are at a very different level of grace. Even some people will say, oh, I'm married. No, we should still not allow such to happen. Because, you know what, look at what happened here. Because of what he saw, you know, it's the lust of the eyes. Then it led to sin, you understand? So we have to be aware that whatever we are going to wear as a Christian, whatever we are going to put on, we can still be very neat and still attractive and still well covered. Praise the Lord. This is the instruction that God gave. Somebody might say, oh, it's in the Old Testament. No, the Bible is the same. We are not supposed to say, oh, we take this one, it's not for me because it's not in the New Testament. The Bible is to be used for every occasion. Praise the Lord. Then, whatever we are going to wear, we have to make sure that it doesn't have the tendency to arouse any sexual lust. You understand? You know, some of us, when we dress, maybe we don't care or whatever, we just wear some things that, you know, maybe they are too tight and it's not everybody that can handle it. Maybe it's too, you know, understand, it's too transparent. When we want to dress, we have to make sure that everything we do that is in line with the word of God, and we should always ask for grace to do it, you know. You know, our dressing, the dressing reveals the type of heart we have, you understand. The way we dress, the way we present ourselves, tell people lots about, you understand, what is into our hearts, you understand. Mm-hmm. So when we dress, we should say to ourselves, why? What's the purpose of my dressing? Yes, number one, to cover my nakedness. Number two, to lead people to Christ, or not to lead people to sin. Which one do we choose? Do we dress to lead people to win soul for God, or do we dress to lead people astray? Praise the Lord. So that is very important. Some people will say, oh, if you are dressing, if you don't wear all those things that people are wearing, it means maybe you are not fashionable. Who says that? How many of us take time to watch the worldly princess? I used to do it until I started getting too emotional and then I stopped. You know, how many of us, when we see Princess Diana, have we seen Princess Diana in singlet top? Even as radical as she was, I've taken my time to look at it. I've never seen her. I have most of her books and her pictures. What about Princess Mary? Those are worldly princess. What about Princess Mary? They are always in a long robe, well covered, well dressed. Have we seen, what about Princess Mary? What about the Queen Elizabeth? We say that one is old. Princess Mary is the latest one. So what about her? Just take your time as I'm saying it. You know, what we are saying here won't have the time and the opportunity to go back home and see what I'm saying. Maybe I'm wrong or I'm just saying my own thing. No, they are well-dressed, you know. It's not they don't have the money. They have. They have, but they just, you know, because, look, and we, who is our father? The one that is the father of all, you know. The creator of heaven and earth, the almighty God, the I am that I am. We are his children. So we have to present ourselves in a nice way, in a way presentable that we win souls to his kingdom. You know, we are not going to embarrass her by the way we present ourselves in our dressing. If we go to 1 Corinthians again, let's quickly go there. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40. 1 Corinthians chapter 40, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Say all things, including our dressing. We're not, oh, because my dressing is not good. Say all things decently and in order. Praise the Lord. We should cover the appropriate places that need to be covered. Someone to open to 1 Corinthians 15:5.
And that it was said of Cephas, then of
Yes, ma'am. No. I think 11. 1 Corinthians 11:5.
But every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered, dishonor her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaven.
Praise the Lord. Just like we have read before, that we should do everything decent and in order. You understand? Bible says here that, look at this morning now, that when we pray or prophesy, we should have our head covered. Praise the Lord. It's in the Bible. Yes, some of us, we don't know. It's there. When you want to pray, you are in the church, you want to pray. At least we should have something to cover our head. Because, not because Sister Bumi says that, because the Bible. And when you are done with your prayer, you take it off. If there's time, because most people have a lot of questions concerning this area, but that is what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. I only have 5 minutes, but we've not even covered anything. I'm going to give room for us to ask questions and clarification, or if you have anything to add, because as we are just sitting there, I know there are a lot of things that we need to clarify. So if you need to ask any question, can you please? Additions to what I've said. Do I continue? Okay. Say the purpose of dressing. When the purpose of a thing is unknown, the abuse is inevitable. Praise the Lord that we all know the purpose of dressing. God was the first to dress man when man was well dressed. When man was not well dressed. Let's open to Genesis 3. Seven. Okay. Let's go to 21.
And the Lord God made clothing from animal skin for Adam and his wife.
Praise the Lord. Made clothes for them, because the one they made for themselves, maybe it's not too good. The primary purpose of dress is to cover nakedness. Praise the Lord. Some dresses that are only good for bedroom are now worn on our streets. Yes. You understand? Some of us, when we dress, we don't factor God's factor in it. We don't put God's factor. Oh, we just say, oh, I'm going to dress to kill today. Yes, as a Christian, we should not have that mind. We should have the mind to dress to win soul. So I'm going to look sexy today. Yes, that one is meant, you can do that one in your bedroom. That one is not supposed to come to the street or outside your house. Yes. You should dress to please God. The design of such dresses does not accomplish the real purpose of dressing. The same thing were condemned by God through Prophet Isaiah. Yes. Commercial sex workers are known with certain dresses tied to boast their trade, but it is unfortunate that many have taken such form of dressing in the name of modernization. Praise the Lord. All of us, we understand what we are saying here. You know that there are some dresses that are good for the commercial sex workers. So as a Christian, we should not even have the mind of wearing such, you know. Those are the ones that will be transparent. Those are the ones that will be half naked. Maybe it will be like half, you know, just to cover half of whatever is here. Then sometimes it may not even have sleeves. You know, those are the type of dresses we are talking about, that as a Christian, we should not be fun wearing that one. Even if we are supposed to wear it, it must be wear in our own bedroom. This has led to sexual harassment of many youths. There's a strong relationship between what we see and what we think. Praise the Lord. Just like I've said now, that, you know, it's not everybody that can handle things. You know, when we are not properly covered and we just go around embarrassing and harassing people of God. The Bible is telling us this morning that it's a sin. Our dressing must induce our dressing must not induce unrighteousness, thought in order that see us, especially unbelievers. Praise the Lord. You know, if we say we are Christian, then we go about half naked and we say we want to win soul for Christ. How will that be possible? It won't. Because it's not revealing the glory of God. We are not doing it to the glory of God. We have our own purpose of doing it, and that is not the way God has ordained it to be. The purpose of dressing is to cover our nakedness. Just like we have said this morning, that it's only the people that are sick that can go about everywhere naked without feeling any shame. And it's happened nowadays, you know, in the name of modernization. When we wear some dresses, we can hardly sit down because we'll be afraid to sit because half of our thighs will be exposed. And sometimes when we wear some dresses, we kept constantly pulling it down. Then when we know that the dresses, they are not, you know, it's not long enough, then why are we wearing it? So even if we are not taking anything home this morning, we should just take two things, that the purpose of dressing is to cover our nakedness. And number two, the way we dress reveal a lot about what is in our heart. And if we dress properly, you know, we'll be able to win souls for Christ. And if, you know, we dress the other way around, you know, we take souls away. And our memory verse here, you know, the Bible is telling us that, you know, that type of sin, that God will not take it lightly because he regarded it as sin against himself. Praise the Lord. God will help us in Jesus' name. Questions? Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Time I saw it, I didn't believe that it's a station. But I observed that it is done nearly every other day, if not every day. What can Christian do
sure children will be looking at this type of station. I've asked some people to may enjoy it, but I think it's obscene. What can Christians do to influence? That is why I say what our brother just said is something, but this is something which has now permeated into larger society.
Praise the Lord. I'll start with our brother. Yeah, if as a Christian, we can still go to the beach and be well-dressed. Because if we go to the shops, there are a lot of beach dresses that you can still put on that you still cover yourself. Even the swimwear, I saw some in Target about a couple of months ago that I was even surprised myself. It's so light that you can put it on top of whatever you want to, if you can put it on. And it's long. And then I just look at it and say, so this is here that you can cover yourself. You understand? There are some, we can still do it, and still we will not sing and we will not go against the word of God. You understand? They have, there are different shops, for different purposes, for Christian, if you want to dress decently, if we look well, we will find those things that we can wear. Some people, what they do when they go to the beach, there's this beach skirt that they put on whatever they are wearing, and they have this long beach towel. Whenever they finish, they just wrap themselves up. I've seen it. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. The first thing I want us to realize is that every designer that designs dresses, even men's clothing, they design with a purpose. The women will bear me out. There are some dresses that are designed to show the cuffs. There are some dresses that are designed to show, the upper part of the body, to make certain areas of the body pronounced, observable, appreciated. So when we are making a choice as to what we want to wear, we must have that in mind. When we go and buy, those of us who watch, some of us who like to look at fashion section of this thing, if you read about it, you'll find out that the designer had something in mind, had a vision to actually bring out certain things, to make statements. It's called fashion statement, to actually make certain statements. So if the statement agrees with you, then that will be your choice. So people who go out to buy these things, they buy it for the purpose, for that purpose, to say, look, this is what I want to show to the people I'm going to meet. That is one. Secondly, I want to believe that, I've just got to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe." Let's look at some of our counterparts here. Sorry to mention the Muslims. They are not bothered. They will still cover their faces. I'm not saying we should do that. I'm just saying that we should not be ashamed to let people know who we are in Jesus Christ. I'm not saying we dress like them, but that we should not be ashamed to say, look, this is my belief, and it is what directs the way I live my life. Talking about the beach, I don't know if you remember, there was a documentary program that was shown not long ago of some Muslim women who went to the beach to swim. Actually, they started going to the beach. But they have been able to get, there's a specially designed wear that they wore on that day, that covers the vital part of their bodies very well. And they went there and had fun, and everybody was looking at them. They are making a statement. You and I can also make statements to say, look, this is my belief. This is the way I live my life. But unfortunately, what happens is this. We want to be trendy like them. We don't want to be the Daniels. We pray it, but we don't want to live it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient." All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So, it may not be because we are wearing it that we are sinning. But what is the bigger purpose for our using it? So please, we are not turning everybody to, we are not saying please become, you know, old fashioned and wear something that, no, you can still look good. I like good things. Honestly, I do. I like good things too. So, but we are saying that everything we do should praise God. You know, everything about our lives should praise God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. The second question that our daddy asked, that is there anything that the Christian among us can do about those things? Yeah, there are a lot of things that we can do by just, number one, we can pray. Then we can choose to be different, which I'm going to commend the Catholic people a lot, because they are the one that has been sticking their neck out for things like that, you know, about some few, some of us may not know this one, because I know it because I have teenage girls. About a few months ago, they were saying that they are going to put vendor machines in the high school where girls can have money after pills and all those nonsense that they put there. So, and they will give the school nurse the permission to discharge it. So the Catholic people, they were going to grant it, the government was going to grant it, they stick their neck out and said no until, you know, they are very good in that. They are the one God is using, and some of the people are really praying, but they will put their feet down and say it will not happen. So God used them to stop that one. And, you know, there's lots of things that they are still considering, and we pray that God will use each and every one of us to stop such things. We are not going to lead people to hell. We are going to lead people to Christ, and we are going to win more souls for Christ in Jesus' name. For those of us that are just coming in, I think we can take home Exodus 28:42 to meditate upon. Exodus 28:42 and 1 Corinthians, is it 5:11? Exodus 28:42. Praise the Lord. I think there's no other questions. Let us pray. In Jesus' name. Almighty Father, we thank you once again for this wonderful opportunity, O Lord, to learn at your feet. Our Lord and our God, we ask, O Lord, that you accept our thanksgiving once again, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God Almighty, we have heard your word this morning. We went to the Bible. We see what your word says that we should do. Father God Almighty, by our own accord, we cannot do it. That is why this morning we have come, O Lord, that you give us the grace, O Lord. Father, give us the grace to be doers of your word, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Enable us, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Open our inner eyes to see what you are saying and the instruction you are telling us to do. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for answering our prayers, for we've prayed in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet and give a big shout to the Lord? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we happy to be in the presence of the Lord this morning?
Oh, yes.
If you are happy, can I see smiles on our faces? We're not smiling. Can you say good morning to somebody beside you? Welcome them into the presence of the Lord.
Welcome.